Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard. Was hard, but not anymore, thanks to WonderSuite from Bluehost. Answer a few questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make...
It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Hey, and welcome back to another episode of The Straight Shooter Recruiter. I'm Emily, a senior recruiter by day, podcast host by night, and then career coach on the weekends. If you heard me giggling, it's because my puppy, Binky. Binky, do you want to come say hi?
Come.
If you're watching this on, actually, if you're listening to this rather, on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you're officially missing out on puppy content. Binky, what do you want to say to everybody? Okay, he just licked the microphone. Thanks, honey. Good work. I just got him a week and a half ago. He's really young. He's only 8 weeks old. He's been with me for just over a week. He's half Pomeranian, half poodle, and 1,000% crazy. But anyways, that's besides the point. Today, I am super excited to be back with a topic that has personally impacted me in a few ways, and I'm pretty sure has impacted you all as well. We're going to talk about difficult people at work. Yeah, I know. We're gonna go there. Anyways, this by no means is a video to help you take down the negative Nancys in the office. In fact, it's quite the opposite. In my humble opinion, there are unfortunately going to be difficult people absolutely everywhere. Not only at the office, but at home, in the malls, everywhere. Especially on the roads. Especially the highway. If you're from Toronto, it's the 427. I'm talking about the 427. Anyways, what my goal is to help you be able to work with and work alongside these more challenging people without it impacting your psyche. Because for me personally, I went through a phase where when there were challenging people at work or people who were being perhaps not the most kind to me, I would take it very personally. And I would take that as, Emily, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with how you work. And that's why this person is speaking to you that way. And at first, that can feel really heavy, especially when you're starting your career. But the longer that you're in your industry, the longer that you're in the workforce, you'll realize that oftentimes it has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with other people and how they feel and their levels of stress and their levels of empathy. It's a them issue, not a you issue. Anyways, the first number one, goodness, dog mom brain. The first tip that I want to give you is to lead with empathy. And I know this is really challenging. It's a lot easier said than done. But if you've got that person, let's name them Brenda. If Brenda is constantly emailing you saying, as per my last email, or you missed this last week, how did you possibly drop the ball on that? Or if you've got someone in the office who constantly gives you the cold shoulder, is belittling you, is trying to make you feel small, it sucks. It hurts. But we need to remember that oftentimes hurt people hurt people. I'll say it again. Hurt people hurt people. So if someone is being rude and is being crass and is lashing out at you, that probably means there's something going on in their life and it has nothing to do with you. I know that doesn't make it easier to deal with, but when we make the decision to lead with empathy, we're relieving ourselves of the burden or of this feeling of guilt, like it's our fault someone's acting this way. The first thing we need to accept is that oftentimes it's not. So once you've accepted that this person is honestly gonna suck, whether you're there or not, it starts to hurt less. But that doesn't mean that boundaries aren't important. Do your best to set boundaries to limit your contact with this person as much as feasible. If that doesn't work, if that doesn't alleviate any of the stress, even a little bit, it might be time to talk to your manager. Now, if this difficult person is a manager or is your manager, honey, it's time for a new job. I'm just gonna put that out there. If this manager is the one making you feel low, we're done, we're over it, run for the hills. But if they're not, maybe it's time for you to set a minute up with your manager just to say, hey, I've been working with Brenda quite a bit and I've noticed that we haven't been seeing eye to eye on some issues. Do you have any feedback for me on how I can improve? So make sure that you're framing the conversation around you and your behavior and not blaming or pointing the finger at someone else. Remember, everybody has different communication styles and different ways of working. It doesn't mean that Brenda is a jerk. It just means that Brenda might have a different way of communicating that you're not used to. And that's okay. It doesn't mean Brenda's a bad person. It just means you have different styles. So it's okay to lean on your manager to ask for new ways to communicate and new ways to partner with this person. I do want to have this little disclaimer. This is kind of like a mini checklist or things you can do when people are a little bit rude or a little bit crass or maybe don't make you feel as good. If you're experiencing straight up harassment and bullying in the workplace, totally different ballpark. Forget everything I just told you. Throw the empathy out the window. I'm kidding. Don't throw the empathy out the window ever. But the first thing you should do at that stage is talk to your manager or talk to HR, somebody that you trust at the company. There is zero room for harassment in the workplace. And if there's room at that company, girl, bye. Bye. That's not your company anymore. The reason I think it's so important for us to lead with empathy and create boundaries for difficult people at work is because how we respond is honestly a part of our personal brand. For example, if every time Brenda is a bit rude to you or crass with you over email and you go back just as snippy or just as aggressive, or you forward that to five of your friends at work and say, oh my God, I hate Brenda, you are just as bad as Brenda, okay? That impacts your personal brand. Whether we like it or not, how we respond to other people is a reflection of us. Like I said, hurt people hurt people. So once you've made the decision that Brenda and the Brendas of the world can't hurt you and you set some boundaries, you have to make sure that you keep your ish together, because it's your career that's on the line as well, and it's your personal brand that's on the line as well. Oh my God, I think Binky is trying to dig a hole through my apartment. Honey, thank you. I'm so sorry if you heard that. Two other tips that are really helpful are being reflective about your own actions. If you find that... Binky. He's digging a hole. Another tip and thing that could be really helpful for you is being reflective about your own actions. I'm not saying you're in the wrong. But if Brenda tends to get frustrated that you keep missing the same thing over and over again, maybe it's time for you to look at yourself and your work patterns and see if there are areas of opportunity for you as well. It's always a two-way street when it comes to relationships, even the professional ones. Learning to voice your thoughts can be a really critical portion of this as well. Getting comfortable speaking up to people who perhaps are going out of their way to make you feel less than can be a really empowering experience. But you also have to remember, leading with empathy means that you are not going to be pointing the finger or telling this person that they're wrong in the way that they're behaving. To them, their feelings are valid the same way that yours are. So it's important that you show compassion and just speak to them about how you feel. You're not going to come in and say, Brenda, your emails are freaking rude. Hate you. You're going to say, hey, Brenda, I've noticed that you keep calling out XYZ about our recent project. Is there anything I can do to improve? Or can we talk a little bit about this? Because I want this to be a good experience for you as well. So that's another little tip. And I've now prepared a song. Ahem. You're difficult. You're difficult. You're difficult. It's true. Thank you so much. I'll be waiting for the nomination shortly. Anyways, I hope this was helpful. This was kind of top of mind because I was talking to one of my friends about how challenging their team is. Not my company, though, because let me tell you, there are no difficult people at Intuit. Like, straight up, I have yet to find a difficult person. I freaking love my team. Anyways, total sidebar. But this topic kind of came to mind, and these are things that I wish I knew when I started my career, because I took everything so personally and was way more emotional, like crying in a bathroom stall kind of emotional, when really, it's really not your fault. Sometimes people are the way they are, and we need to accept that, set boundaries, look inwards at ourselves to see how we can improve, and then just move on. If you found this or any of my other content or my absolutely adorable dog enjoyable, please, please, please like and subscribe both on YouTube, on the podcast. You can hit me up on Instagram, on TikTok at emily.the.recruiter. And I hope you have a fabulous day. I will talk to you soon.
It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.